Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's so wonderful.
Yes.
It's a blessing for another Gods of Our Nation program, 10:30
every
Sunday
morning. Like this.
So, on behalf of New Methodist Christian Fellowship, we greet you, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, in the mighty name, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, from the studio here in Turek in Suva. Welcome to this program. A special welcome to the leaders of our nation. If you are watching and listening to this program, Excellency the President, and also the Honorable Prime Minister, and the families and the children, grandchildren in Bulaminaka, not forgetting the ministers and all the permanent secretaries and all the departments, all the arms of our government, and not forgetting the Vanua, we welcome you this morning in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also the churches that you are watching and listening or make this program yours every Sunday, we greet you also in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting, brothers and sisters, that you are at home, not belonging to a denomination or even not going to church, or even atheists that you are sitting normally, look forward to watch this program. We welcome you. It's our duty. To God, every soul matters. And that's why we greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And once again, this program, God of Our Nation, we are talking about all odds.
Yes.
Against all odds.
And it's a kingdom
It's a
economics.
Kingdom economics.
Yes.
And this is the time. More, what a time such as this that we need this teaching, the kingdom economics, because of the pandemic effects that touching the four corners of the planet. Mm. And we
and
need
right
to,
down to your family.
Right down to your family, right down to your personal life. And this is why it's very important to understand the kingdom living. And only the kingdom living can tackle or the solution to what we are going to go through. From October, November, December, it's not going to be, hallelujah, easy.
Yeah, but with God, it's going to be
good. But with God, everything is possible.
Also, special mention to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship. For those of you that are having your Mission Sunday today, Bulaminaka, and praise the Lord to all the Western Division.
Yeah.
All the zones, beautiful pictures are set up, being posted. Thank you for all the efforts and everything that you have gone out of your way to create and also adhere to be compliant to the new normal for the service today involving people and a lot of them. And also we would like to say a word of a welcome to Eastern and Northern. You're having a regional combined zone today. We will know that we set up kina sone tambare vinaka pastak chukmai na vaiba vinaka valibu na thank you. Thank you. And greetings also to all the new Methodists all the way in New Zealand.
New Zealand.
For Australia. Not forgetting America, for Santa Rosa, East, West, Hawaii, and also Sacramento. And we would like to also welcome you for the whole of Europe, Germany, and Scotland. And Vanuatu, Bolivinaka Vanuatu, and we came to Lana Vianiano, Nitiko in the VSAVT, Kemdome Levuka, Kandavu, Kandavu East, Kandavu Central, Kandavu South, Vinakava Levu, Nungumutu, and the Vingaravi. Wakatana Kina Vikimdome Namukelau,
Namukelau, Nombalabu, and Vivia.
Mode,
Como, Kambara, Mode,
Malombola.
Malombola. Sa kinta bagi tukuna no muni mbula. Nui taka na bosa ni kalo ni kuwa. E na yabala tam bule ikenda. Mbule ta ni na zaba kede na kakede. Kanda baga ramikina. Zaba kede oti kede ni labo. Sanga itunga hindu na ka. Kabe kenda na aise ya basa ngabulu walu. Malaina zao mirina sena. Amen.
You
will be guaranteed by the word of God. Because before the world was created or the universe was created, the word always exists. So rest assured that our guarantee today is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So as we're listening today, it's one of those session that we've always had. Last week, it was really scorching hot down at the foreshore. And we thank you for tuning in and also for the people that were with us at the foreshore. But today, we're back at the studio. So it's a greeting to all of you, like we've always mentioned. Most of you or some of you may not belong to any church whatsoever or even belong to any denomination, nor believe in God. You don't believe in God at all. But you're sitting there having your coffee, maybe smoking away, hangover from your drink last night, or grog dope, to whatever status that you're in. This morning, we would like to say Bulavinaka, and thank you for tuning in and listening in. Maybe you're not believing it, but just listen. And thank you for joining us this morning. So make us have a cup of coffee. And for those of you families that don't go to church, we've received feedback for people. There's a few family, they don't go to church at all, but they are beginning to be part of the service like this. We've got a foundation every Sunday, and they sit together as a family. And also they prepare their Holy Communion ready for the session this morning. If you're one of those families, all the way from the studio in Turaki, we would like to say thank you and welcome to the God of Our Nation this morning. Well, on the lesson that we've been taking on the kingdom economics and the against all odds, what we were trying to do with God's help since COVID, and we've started this program, is to bring it close to you and teach you the most practical way of how to fight the current crisis that you're facing. Like what you said, most of us have lost our job. Some of us may be only one. You still have, you know, at least half of the money coming in. Some are both, you know, are not working. So there's nothing at all. And whatever situation you're in, our stories can be all different. And when it happened, we were talking about it last week. When it happened, when COVID-19 struck and some companies closed, some people have gone home. You went home with some money, because when the company closes, maybe you still have some leave pay or some money that you have managed to go home with. And even some of the company, they've managed to operate with some money that they've made before COVID, sort of like kept them running for a while. Now we are actually entering into the worst days compared to the days of the COVID. Because money is drying up for those of us that actually left the office or went home with some money that we still have in our wallet from some of the unpaid leave that we've got, and for the company as well. Now, as we step going on to October, November and December is coming up front, most of us, like, you're on a shaky ground, like, you know, you've used the money that you've had, or maybe the saving that you've kept for a while for your family. You begin to dig into that saving to keep your operating costs every day, or maybe for the company that have kept aside some interest and some money that they've made over the years. You're actually digging in into the money to sort of keep your company operable. And for all of us individual that are at home, elebe kende vale esona ka tu kenda mbuluti kumekina. Yesa adamingo sabaka ya mama adama inabunua kenda dobaka ninuikina. Ambo watoka kina baka lila esona ka. Ya kiro na vina kata mekende vita lota kambaleta na klau okwae na iburubure. Mekako ni derati chiko na kambani nonde burubure, se na stone nonde burubure, na labo katumene visinga nonde burubure. Or I'm bringing a money from my workplace to keep my family running or to keep them fed. Yes, you are bringing money, but don't trust in the money that you're bringing from your company, or don't trust in the money that you're being paid as your salary. We would like to encourage you to completely trust in God, to completely trust in God. And then the question that you always ask, how do we do that? Nabika mendambulakina. Yokoya kwanaga lako mekina kwana kakirobi was chikubiko niko. Nangono sekile kwa. When you know him, when you have faith in him, when you believe in him, Like we've always shared. I always tell my grandchildren, every time you wake up, you say your prayer. Every time you go to sleep, you say your prayer. Apart from the family devotion, I will need you to secure that personal relationship with God. And the same I want to share with you. You need to establish a personal relationship with God. Because when something happens, or when you're lacking something, you're not going to be looking for a comfortable place to sit and pray or ask a pastor to pray for you. No, it's from you. Within you, you will call on the name of the Lord. In Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer. I will show you marvelous things that you know nothing about. So you need to know how to call. How do I call? You call on his name. And how do I do that? By believing that when you call him, he's going to answer. By having faith that when you pray, he's going to provide for your daily, like your meal every day, or one of the things that you need to live on daily. And also, it doesn't stop you from projecting your future on what you want to achieve at the end of the year, or what you want to achieve out of your business, what you want to achieve out of your family. Don't ever limit yourself. You need to believe and trust in the word of God. Like what Gaselevo mentioned this morning, before anything was ever there, there was nothing, completely nothing. But it was the powerful word of God that brought the whole global universe to be what it is today. Yes, we have all these technologies and everything. Imagine, those are the things created by man. But who created man? God created man. If men are capable to bring about the wonders of the world, to bring about things that are happening globally, what about the one who created that man to bring about that? So you are actually believing in this God that you know he's limitless. You cannot limit him. Because we don't know him or have a relationship with him, that's why we doubt. We never thought that he can do it. Now, today, we would like to encourage you once more and again that you need to completely trust in him. Because in the beginning, there was a word in John 1:1. He says, in the beginning, you know, there was a word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So every word of God that is here, that is in big this big Bible here, every word of God is God. Every word is God. So when you mention the Bible verse over your situation, you are actually speaking over God over every situation that you've got. You need to believe that. But let me never think about Sambula Kokonabosa, Asa Tikobata Kena Kaloko Konabosa, Asa Kaloko Konabosa. Men the Bakambota, Navosaya, Okoe Nakalo, Nakakeviko the Butakina Navos Nikolo, and Nayado. A second Boletiko, and Balata Navosiko the Buta, Navosadava, Navos Nikolo, Nadava Navos Nikolo, Okoe Kalo.
Hallelujah. But Genesis chapter 26, same scenario as what we are facing today.
Amen.
No food. People can't plant, can't sow in the land of Canaan.
Hallelujah.
So everyone rushed down to Egypt and God spoke.
Amen.
That's why the power in the word of God comes
Amen.
In.
Yeah.
And God spoke to Isaac. He told Isaac, Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. You stay here. And when you stay here, you sow here. And I'll show you that there is a God. Ladies and gentlemen,
Amen.
Those of you that are listening today, leaders of the church, we need to trust that word, as was already mentioned by Randin Gaselebu, that the word of God
Hallelujah.
Is the manufacturers of the planet,
Amen.
The manufacturers of things to come.
Hallelujah.
Everything was hidden in the word of God. Everything. Everything was hidden in the word of God.
Amen.
The fish in the sea, the birds of the air. They came to being through the spoken word.
Hallelujah.
And the spoken word is written here in the Bible. And that's why we need to believe that. The frequency of kingdom economics mm-hmm. is faith.
Amen.
Yeah. The frequency of this world is money. That's how we do
trade,
transaction.
Yeah.
You want to buy food. But in the kingdom, it's faith. If you want something to happen to you, you have faith.
Yeah. And the level of faith is the level of your achievement.
Because if you have faith, then that means you have a lot of money. That because you have a lot of faith. So what you receive depends on the faith that you have.
And not only money. It can be food. It can be clothes.
It is the material things that you need every day.
Yes.
So when Jesus was talking to the people and to the followers in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, right up to verse 33, do not worry by saying what to eat and what to drink.
Tomorrow.
But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
What is the kingdom? The kingdom is Jesus himself. that is for us to believe in the word.
Yes.
Because the word is Jesus himself.
Amen.
And when Isaac saw into this desert land, the land that cannot produce fruit, the Bible says that he really blessed by God. God really blessed him. And all the harvest came hundredfold.
Amen.
When the harvest came hundredfold, it was because of the faith in Isaac. So Isaac, through his faith, produced hundredfold.
In the land of famine.
In the land of famine, yeah. In the land of zero.
Yes.
And that is the same scenario that we have today. So whatever that you lack with, we are sharing today, kingdom in economics, which is your money transaction is faith.
Hallelujah.
You need to have faith in God.
Oh, hallelujah.
A lot of people that they have faith, they will not feel this pandemic because they have faith. And faith pleases God. Hallelujah. And if someone have a lot of wealth in this world, one day you will come to zero. If not you, then your children. If not your children, your grandchildren. Because it will come to an end one day.
Yeah.
But when you trust in God,
hallelujah.
He's the Alpha and He's the Omega. He is the beginning and He's the end. The word and all the faith that is required to live in this life is with God.
Yes.
And when you have that faith, you can walk through this life.
You will have faith. Like what are you saying? The faith is the frequency, eh?
Yes.
And not only money. Like when you have faith, it's going to be food on your table. When you have faith that, you know, somebody's going to bring clothes for your family. The things that you used to use the money that you used to get before, you can continue to still have the same living, the same provision, but the only frequency that is changed, it's no longer the money that you bring from the office or from the work that you used to have before, but through the faith that you have in this God, who's going to be the provider. Like what the story that he's trying to share with us today. For Isaac, in the land of lack, it was famine. There was nothing growing. Everybody was living because they were looking out for better land elsewhere so they can live. I mean, who stays in the desert? Who stays in the famine area when there is nothing there? But God spoke to Isaac and told him, don't ever leave. Stay there. Stay there. So that famine at that time, it's now for you and I during this COVID, when there is basically nothing. There's no money, there's no food.
The whole world is feeling it.
And, you know, on a smaller scale, is where we are coming from home. And with that nothing, when you have faith, and God is trying to tell you, in that time of nothing, in that environment of nothing, in that circle of friends of nothing, the community of nothing, the nation of nothing, the global of nothing, the whole world of nothing, in that nothing, God is trying to tell you that He will make you, just like Isaac, He will make you harvest. You know, people will look at you and say, something is really wrong. When everybody's suffering, that person, something is really wrong. Well, you need to believe. There is an edge you and us have, the edge of believing in a God that can create anything out of nothing. You know, we can be basically crazy in the way that we have faith in Him. Things that you don't even think of, from the smallest to the biggest, we've experienced that. The church has experienced that.
It's just like in the beginning, there were nothing. It was the word of God that created to something.
Amen. Yeah?
When we have something, then we don't want to go back and believe that out of nothing. And because of the word of God brings everything to something.
Hallelujah.
Now, if we are in the something and comes down to nothing, then go back to the original, which is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And
that's for you.
That's why the Bible says, in the beginning was the word.
And the word was with God.
And the word was God. And nothing was created without the word. Everything that was created were created by the word.
The word of God. Yeah.
And that word is available. So, to get that word to become to bring something into your nothing, to bring something into the fridge.
Yeah.
Now, we're getting personal. If to bring the something into the empty fridge, to bring the money into the wallet.
Into the empty account, yeah.
Yes. That
you
is
need to have that faith. Because
only that faith that draws the word to be active. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible says that the word of God is active.
Alive and active.
Yeah. The active means
it
will
alive.
Produce.
It will make something.
It will produce,
So for those of you that, you know, used to downplay the word of God and sort of like grab it only when you're sitting there. Abekende the sindu kabeta kuto na balatambo. Bakanda ge bakangara ni ndalak chikeloto. Ebakato indo na oto tini wala iko pick during the week. If you used to do that, I would like you to change your mental. Pick that book. This is mine. Pick a book that is more practical to you. I mean, we don't expect you to be carrying the whole big Bible for you to take to work or take to school. Look for the smallest version. They can be practical. You can throw in your wall, in your bag, or you can put it in your pocket. They have a nice military one, the good news, the small one. So we will need you to take that Bible, because that Bible actually contains the word of God that is trying to share with you today. And that word of God will be yours. It's like your... Yeah, like your bank, your
wallet,
bank account. You're actually working. He is your anti-financer. This word of God, or this God, is going to be your financial controller, because he's going to determine the frequency that comes to you. It's not nothing to do with you, but it's all to do with him. And you need to believe him. You need to trust him completely that he's going to do that for you. And don't, I know, you know, physically looking, you'll say, okay, it won't work. If I'm looking, there's no money there. There's nothing coming there. If I'm looking at the fridge, there's no food there. Yeah, I know, in the physical sense, you're actually looking. Nothing is around you. But because of that faith, faith is the unspoken. It's very hard to describe faith, because it is an element of things hoped for, the substance of things that you can see. You cannot see now, but you have faith. You believe it's going to be there. And just by believing, by having faith, that something is going to come into your freezer, your cupboard is going to be filled up, or somebody's going to be knocking on the door when your bill is due and handing you an envelope, or meeting you in the bus, or meeting you elsewhere, that little thing's happening around you, it's nothing to do with you. It's only you and God by having faith. So practically, you need to start somewhere. How do I start? Get yourself a Bible. A Bible that doesn't belong to the whole family, and then you fight over on Sunday who's going to be taking it this Sunday. No. You look for a smaller Bible. You need to own a Bible, because that Bible actually contains the word of God. You don't need to study the whole Bible. No, you look for the significant Bible verse. If you're looking at a situation, you know fully well you have no money, or there's nothing that you have that can take that. And then you quote the Bible verse. In Luke 1:37, said, with God, nothing is impossible. Jeremiah 32:27, it says, I am a God of all mankind. What can I not do? Choose the little Bible verses. I was actually sharing with the regional training for our leaders for the church on Monday. I was sharing with them, get your Bible, get your highlighter, get two colors of highlighter. One is yellow, one is orange, whatever two colors you can have. And I was teaching them, go and look for the Bible verse and highlight. If it's yellow, highlight one. Okay, Luke 1:37, with God nothing is possible. Then you get the post-it pad, you know, the little post-it colors that you stick on, that you have on your desk, or you can buy from the bookshop. And you write there, bills, arrears, or whatever bill. And you stick that next to the Bible verse. So you, throughout your Bible verse, look for the Bible verse you believe that God is going to work, because you're actually trusting in the word of God. So leave all your post-it, little pieces of post-it that you cut well, next to the Bible verse. I do that. I used to do that when we started. I used to do that all the time. Now I don't really go into the Bible, but I write it in my journal. But I need you to go to the Bible, because you're just starting. And the other color of the post-it pad, you write your dreams, your projection, what you want to achieve. Maybe a house, maybe a car. Look, don't allow this pandemic to sort of take away and throw and kill your dream. No, you live, still take your dream and have faith that God is going to help you live every day, and also is going to bring to pass your dreams. So all those desires, maybe a house, maybe a car, maybe any sense of achievement, greater things that you have to have over the years, you write them in another color of the post-it and post it in the Bible. Look for the Bible verse. So we are trying to take you back to the power of the word for you. Not because we are sharing, and not because we are praying for you. Second imbalete kero mastukeni viti. Second imbalete ni kero mastukeni turaki. We kenda na tiki viti. We kenda na tiki waboli na VSA burubura. Mbalete ni kero vina katatiko. Mi kimani kila. Na mwase ni kalo chikungore batiki kimani. Na punota mga utukeni na VSA burubura. Go back to the word, because there is power in the word of God.
The Bible says, then Isaac started to sow.
Hallelujah.
The famine is worse than the famine his father Abram went through.
Amen.
So this is one of the greatest famine in the land.
So the very worst.
Hallelujah.
Famine.
And the Bible says that he sowed. Now, this is where the trigger point. He believes in the word of God and he acts upon it. Somebody sowing in a land that is
they cannot famine, produce anything, yeah.
Cannot produce. Everything that you plant will die. Yeah. So it is really foolish and looks stupid for somebody to do that.
Yes.
And that's exactly what God wants.
Yes. Yeah. That level of faith.
A level of faith. And that is come to you, my friend, that you are watching today.
Yeah.
No. You can listen to every teaching, to every pastor, to every church denomination. But if you don't work that word of God, the Bible says, then Isaac went and sowed in the land that can produce nothing, absolutely nothing, because it was the worst famine in the land, in the history.
Amen.
But because of his faith, then he act upon. Hallelujah. We can share from our experience. We can talk about the experience in the Bible. So many things that happen in the Bible. But if you cannot do it, or if you refuse to do it, how can God perform miracles?
Yeah.
How can God multiply? How can God answer your prayer when you cannot do it, or you don't have faith to do it? So it's the faith that he has. Then he start to plant and sow and sow and sow. The Bible says that he reap the harvest of hundredfold.
Hallelujah.
See, the interest in the bank is normally 12%, 10%. But the interest in the kingdom economics is 30%, 60%,
hallelujah,
normally 100%. Hallelujah. And that is something that will boggle. No, it will challenge
hallelujah.
Your mind.
Yeah, hallelujah. It's mind-boggling.
Because that's how God operates. Imagine the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed 5,000. See? Even that we cannot fathom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How even as a pastor,
yes,
we cannot fathom. How science cannot explain. Counting the stars or seeing.
I mean, that's just like, if you have to get that 5 loaves of bread, with the pita bread and the fish, to feed the 500, physically thinking, if you have to cut it in any way, it wouldn't feed the 500.
It's a lunch for a boy.
Yeah.
So
it fed the whole
5,000. It fed the whole 5,000. According to John, it does not say men alone. But the same story in Mark, it says 5,000 men. So that means men normally in coming to the word of God, coming to listen, coming to church, normally it's more women and children. Mm. So you're talking about 15,000 people. Hallelujah. And 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. The Bible says they eat and they fill.
Yeah.
And
the leftover.
Leftover is 12 baskets.
Yeah. But if you put the 5 bread and the 2 fish, that cannot even fit the 12 basket. I mean, the physical sense.
It's only half basket.
Yes. And to think that God used that, fed the whole 5,000 as stated, and still can have 12 baskets left.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's the mathematics that you have to really, you know, work it out in your mind.
The whole
mathematics. If God can do that, what is your problem that you're facing at home that he cannot do? Maybe mortgage, maybe your car payments, maybe you don't know which, you know, where to look and what to do, and you're really stuck with your finances. You need to do that. You need to have faith in God. And maybe we are all sitting on the edge. You don't want to really let go of your friends. You really don't want to let go of certain things of your life. Like what we've been teaching all throughout the God of Our Nation program every Sunday. There are little adjustments that you need to do. Check your friends. Check your fellowship. Check the words that you say. Your daily living. You have to prepare that condition for God to be able to provide the provision into your life. It doesn't come automatically.
Yeah.
He meets you actually halfway. So you need to get rid of
the situation.
You need to bump up a little bit. You need to do something. You need to adjust your life. A little life adjustment for you to meet God halfway. So however you adjust. You just know that's not for you. And then maybe you're in the midst, you stay in a place. Some people, some
gossip women, and slander.
Just gossip.
Talk about people.
Yeah, talk about people. Talk about the dogs. Talk about the house. Talk about nearly everything. So, you need to change some of these things. You don't stay as you are and then you expect God to meet you halfway. No, you need to let go. You need to, you know, do a self-check. Review some of the things that used to be normal for you. But if you want to achieve what God has for you, then you need to let go. You need to choose and sacrifice. You can have both. You can have your worldly living and then you expect God to come in your time of need. No, you need to let go. You need to tweak a bit. And then you say, oh, I'll miss my friend. Oh, I will miss that. Well, which one you want?
Which one?
You want to stay with them and then being evicted out of your house and have nothing? Or you can lose them but move on with life, other life with God. So those are the little things that you need to change. Like we've been taking us from, you know, since we started on the condition that you need to create. And we've also made allocation for the virtual ordainment of children. Mm-hmm. What we were trying to do, we were trying to actually provide ways to for you to fix all the conditions in your home. Like before you do your self-check, maybe you have your children that has not been prayed over. So we did that for you. And maybe some of you have been married, like you're not being blessed in a religious service holy or in a denomination, like a holy matrimony. You haven't had that. So we actually did that for you. In actual fact, we are trying to provide everything that you yourself will say, oh, I've got all the condition. I'm ready for God's provision. And we are helping you that way. And like what we're saying, some of you have actually done it. You are there. You're on your way. You're beginning to see what God is beginning to do. You're beginning to experience the things that you never experienced before. You may be home, and all of a sudden, there's a car parked outside, unloading the bottles of Dalo, the fish, people that you haven't seen for some time. So maybe some of your family, that you've forgotten about them, and now they're coming home. Oh, we just want to come for a visit, and they unload the fish, unload the chicken, drop off some food. Oh, since we're on our way, we just want to drop this, and we're going. It's not about them. That's actually God at work for you, because there's some little things that you begin to change, and God is beginning to do that. Or maybe in the office, and then somebody popped in and said, oh, I haven't seen you for a very long time. I want to come and bless your life today, and left you an envelope, and then you open that envelope. Maybe it has $200, $300, the money that you used to get for your pay the whole week, or maybe the pay the whole month, somebody come and drop it by. That's not her doing, not his doing, yeah, not your doing either. It's a life that you've been living and adjusting to meet God. And God has seen that your life is ready to actually for you to for God to provide into your need. And he's doing that for you. So whatever level or status you are at today, I believe we can done. Yes, I know you have every right to have a bad heart. You have every right to, you know, to do whatever you want to do. I know that. But if you want to hang on to what God has for you, there's some sacrifice that you need to do along the way. And so on that note, we would like you today, because we are coming, you know, all the way from there until today, we've like what we've mentioned, you've covered a lot of things in your life. Some of you may be just joining last 2 Sunday, don't even know what I'm talking about this morning. We would like you today to do some adjustment. I wrote today, as I was having my show, God just revealed to me on the lifestyle adjustment and on the investment adjustment. Because we need to do some adjusting in our life. It's not a kind of don't we so. Some things that you don't really want to do, you will need to do it. And like what I said, if you look at the whole things that is happening, for you not to explain 2020 to say, I couldn't really save anything because it was pandemic. Or I really struggled for 2020 because it was pandemic. No, don't blame the COVID-19, because no matter the current situation, whatever the world is facing, or wherever you are at, whatever country that you are in, restrictions with a lot of things that is happening in your nation, you need to believe and trust this God, because the same creator has been there from the beginning, like what Gasselev said, through the pandemic, and now. The same God is still there, which means that you can still achieve what you have mapped out to achieve this year, because more so, you will trust him. Before, you trust in the knowledge, you trust in the things that are coming. Now, you have nothing to trust. So why don't you channel that trust to God and believe that he's going to make it for you, and, you know, completely take ownership today. Don't leave it for another day. Niko sarang mabang botan kalo. Abala kini oti ko na mbaki na mbaki 2020. Akako niko ba katara na bibula la kumingo mbala din sana bia ka ba ka rendre ba lele no bula be ko ka me ba ka iko savira ta kana mutwele. No, continue to stand and continue to believe, continue to receive and continue to fight. Whatever is out there, don't embrace it. You keep on fighting with who? Fighting because God is with you. You know, the battle is His because you are standing on His behalf, and the victory is always yours. He fights the battle for you.
The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, the adjustment that Abram had to do.
Amen.
Yeah. He said, get out of your
nation. Hallelujah.
Yeah. And leave your people and leave your father's house. That's adjustment. For him to be prosperous.
Yes.
Yeah, for God to use him in years to come. And the nation of Israel is here today because of that obedience. The adjustment.
Yeah, that's to and come I believe
away,
that.
To come away
from the normal.
From the normal. And he said, get out of your nation and leave your people and leave your father's house. And then I'll bless you. You'll be a source of blessing.
Yes.
Out of you will come a great nation. And people will bless you and I'll bless them. And people that curse you, I will curse them. And you will be a source of blessing to the people of the world.
Hallelujah.
Because of that adjustment. A lot of people, they want the blessing.
Yeah.
For those of you that are watching this morning, most of us, you will see what we are sharing. How can be done? Can we be achieved? Yes, it's achievable.
Yeah.
You just need to adjust yourself.
Yeah.
See, Isaac have to adjust his mindset, his thinking. While the people look to Egypt as the safe haven.
Yeah.
And that's why they're running to Egypt. Most of the time, those in the Middle East, they just run to Egypt because it was a great nation at that time. Just like today, people run to Australia, people run to America because it's opportunities, a land of opportunities. In those days, Egypt was like a safe haven.
Yeah.
So any small thing, they run down to Egypt. But because God said, you stay here, and you sow here, and then I'll bless you here. See, regardless of the famine, regardless of the pandemic, regardless of the COVID-19, our God was. And he said, I am the I am. That means he's the same yesterday, and he's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
So all these things that we are facing, we should not change how God operates.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's still the same.
Yeah, he's still the same.
That's the sweet thing about it, because he's still the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's still
the
same.
We are the ones who change.
We are the ones that change. But our God changed not.
Yes.
Yeah. So that means whatever the world throw at us, we are managed to go through because he changed not. And that's the beauty about this God. So the pandemic will come and go.
Yeah.
Another one will come and go. But those that trust in the Lord are like Zion. Are like Mount Zion. Like the Lord surrounded his people. We will be compared to that. Because God will surround those that trusted.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because when you trusted in God, that means faith. And that faith draws out that you are pleasing God. God is pleased by our faith.
Amen.
Not what we do, by our faith. Not what we achieve, but by our faith. Trusting in Him all the time.
Yes.
I was talking to a rugby team a few days ago. I said, I'm not here because of the winning tomorrow that is on Saturday. I'm here for you to trust in God all the ways of your life.
Hallelujah.
So you are living a victorious life.
Amen.
The points on the board, that is secondary.
But who won?
Hallelujah.
So, look, whatever that you're going through, you need to believe
in God. We need
to
trust in God because He is the God of the mountain and He's the God of the valley. He's the God of the rich and He's also the God to the poor. He's the God of everyone if you trusted in Him. He remains God. He remains the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes.
That's why He said, I am.
I am the great I am.
Yeah. When Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the living water, I am the living bread.
Yeah.
Because this God said, I am. So whatever situation that you're in,
you need the I am. You need the I am.
When the fridge is empty, He's the I am. When the wallet is empty,
oh, hallelujah.
He said, I am. When there's a confusion or there's a disagreement, husband and wife, remember, your God is the I am. And that's why the sweetness, the beauty about this God.
Hallelujah.
So when the pandemic comes, for those that trust in I am, He was the I am in the plenty, and He'll be the I am in the nil.
Yes. You need to believe that.
Oh,
you need
hallelujah.
To believe that for you. You come a one boat and you know me. Now, that one under the record, you come a back boat.
Praise the name of Jesus. You are quiet, Tico.
Oh, hallelujah. And the quiet Tico Bunama, Bosso Quay, Bully in the Burbur. Messiah Bacadamani Bossavico. On a Lebanagona, New Masso, on the Caturanga. Now, nobody then breath on every word of God, breath on every prayer. On a Bolabico and a car, Bolabico and a list. Lord, I pray. Come in them, then over. Now, nobody then with me, then over. Your breath to breathe on my prayer list. Your breath of Father to answer my prayer list. Look, whatever that you write, whatever that you believe in, don't you ever let go. Don't you ever say to yourself, oh, it's never going to happen, because you can physically see it's not there. But I need you to close your eyes and believe within you that this God can do, and he can do exceedingly, oh, beyond your imagination.
When imagine when Isaac was sowing,
and people will make fun of him.
Of course, they will make, just like they did it to Noah. They did it to Abraham. Yeah. They did it to Joseph. People, they mock him.
I mean, that's normal.
That's normal. Yeah. It's part and parcel of walking.
Okay, while you're there, you know, like some of you, you never used to believe in God before. Now your friends begin to see that you don't swear. They begin to see that you pick up the Bible. And they, you know, they will mock you. They will make fun of you. They will say, okay, you know, you're following those things. You're following those Christians. Or you're one of them. You're one of those people that believe in God. You know, those are the words that you will hear, because they will mock you and they will make fun of you. Maybe you used to hang out with them, do all those kind of things with them. Or maybe you used to have your extramarital affairs and you thought that that was cool. I know you're part of the crowd, and when you pull out and you sort of decide in yourself, no, I'm not going to go this way. I would like to adjust a bit. And when you do that, it's normal and it's natural for people to make fun of you and for people to mock you. But you have a choice, because you will need to rise above like Isaac did. He couldn't care less. I mean, if Noah had given into the mockery, there wouldn't be anybody else on that, you know, on that boat. God needed a physical man to build the boat. Maybe if Noah didn't listen and, you know, being taken up, God will look for somebody else.
The monkey will come and build the boat.
Hallelujah. So don't give in to those talks that are going, oh man, you know, like New Methodists, we've been there, done that. We've gone through a lot of mockery since we started until today. How many years ago? 16 years ago. You know, we're quite an expert hearing them. Indirectly speaking, it comes from this ear to that ear.
In fact, it becomes a salt,
yes,
and pepper
it
and chili.
It sort of make you struggle. Yeah.
It just makes the food tasty.
Yeah.
When people mock and people slander, welcome to the party.
Oh,
you just
hallelujah.
Make the sailing
So you have
sweeter.
A choice. You have a choice. And that's why people look at New Methodist and say, oh, they have a lot of money. No, we don't have a lot
we
of money.
We have a great God.
But we have a big God and huge faith. So you need to enlarge your faith, increase your faith, and trust in God. Whatever people say, yes, they will talk today, they'll talk tomorrow. One day, they will stop talking. They have no other thing to tell you. They've run out of mocking, they've run out of slander, they've run out of gossip, they've run out of everything. And then when that day comes, and then you look at them and say, you want to join the club? And they will surely join you, because they will be in need at that time.
When we talk about a great I am, the same God that left with them from the other side of the lake is the same God in the lake and the same God on the other side of the lake.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
So that's why when Jesus was resting at the back of the boat and they were worried and they came to Jesus and said, Lord, we are dying. Please wake up, wake up. And said, when you sat up, wave, you sit down. And everybody was stunned, surprised, and said, where is your faith, you man of little faith? Because I am was on the other side before they leave. I am is in the middle of the lake,
storm
in the middle
ocean,
of the storm, in the middle of the night. Three middles there, middle of the lake, middle of the storm, and the middle of the night. And the I am was, and the I am in, and the I am will be.
Hallelujah.
And the same I am that will be blessing you.
Yeah.
The same I am that will bless those in northern.
Amen.
The same I am that will bless the people in Lao.
Hallelujah.
From the southern to the middle Lao and to the Yasa Yasa.
Yes.
The same God that will bless the people of Kadabu.
Hallelujah.
The same God will bless the people of Rewa and Tailebu and Lamaviti.
Yeah, Australia,
the same God
America,
that will
England. Oh, hallelujah.
Bless those in Nandronga and Nabosa, Serua and Namosi. Now, God will bless those in Australia, in New Zealand,
hallelujah,
in Europe, in America, because the same I am in the beginning is the same I am today. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says, he was, he is, and he will be. Hallelujah.
And that's your God. You serve him and you believe him.
When Isaac was planting and sowing, he was trusting in the I am. So that's why when the slandering and the bickering and people make fun of him, he was more established, more have faith in the God of his father, yeah, Abraham, than the word that was thrown, yeah, against him.
Because I believe when he's actually listening to those words, indirectly speaking, I mean, he's looking at what he's doing.
Yes.
They make sense. You know, maybe some slander comes your way and the mocking that comes your way, it makes sense.
Makes sense and logic.
That, yeah, because you see, I mean, they're saying that, how can it grow? You're planting on something that is very dry. Nothing has ever grown in the whole
nation. Don't waste your time.
And you waste your time planting. I mean, it makes sense. What they're saying, it does make sense. But he continued to trust in the power of the Word of God. And that's what you need to do. As a believer, you need to trust in the power of the Word of God. You need to stand on the promises of God. You need to establish that within your heart. No one will do that for you. Not your pastor, not your dad, not your mom, for children that are listening to me today. You need to believe in their God. Because we come into the third term. I'm talking to your school children. And some of you were not really happy with their result in term two. But this is the time to make a difference. Na dama ga ikola ku duruma ina no mo lessoni ena temrua nikola ku na temto lu sabuli chingo tobole mo bakabina kata tobole mo bakamboti ko nikoro ni bakabina kata saka ni balati ko banu ni tiko bitama mo kitina mo siko banu ni tiko banu no mo gasnibul iko bakamboto ko banu ita kana kalo nyoko ena bukeiko iko mo bamboti ko ni na zaba na bakingo iko torrendo na endo na tanga ende ni no mo achievement level iko marota balati saka ni bakabio ko endo na kai bakabio ko na kalo iko bakambota. Because you believe and you trust in God. For families that are actually sitting and listening to us today, you know, most of the time, we rely on our parents. If they're not praying, we stop praying. If they're not sharing the Word of God, we stop, you know, we stop hearing the Word of God. But if you're listening in today and you know you can read, pick up the Bible and read that. If you know you can speak and pray, close your eyes and say something to God. They don't need to be organized words. They don't need to have these things you say first and then that and that and that. That. No. You just need to say that. Just like you're talking
just
to your dad.
You
just come as you are and tell God, oh, I thank you today, Father. I'm really happy with my class today. Oh, I love my parents. Oh, I'm going to sleep now. Can you look after me tonight? Simple conversation that you can establish that faith that you have in God. And without you knowing, it actually creates a relationship between you and God. So you need to believe in God. And what we were sharing this morning on the live, I would like to you know, step in a bit on the line, on the adjustment. There's two adjustments. One is the lifestyle adjustment, and the other one is the investment adjustment. And somebody can be coming in, but can wrong to be any core, or you're actually tuning in today. I'm talking to all us in Fiji. We have farm, so we can work a farm. I have got a farmhouse, and because of the distance, you're actually living around a place that is close to your working place, so you come and rent. But some of us, we are owning property here as well, and we also have farm. So on the lifestyle adjustment that we're talking about today, like you need to do some adjustment. Like what I said, you can't continue to live the way you are living until today. No, the days ahead are not going to be as bright as before COVID. So it's going to be worse. And you need to adjust the things that you're doing now to help you on those upcoming months or the time that is ahead of you. Adjustment and a visa. You can visa taka and don't a car and the matungo elu, you can visa taka son a kenevala, son a kenevaka, merawan you can a liturikin and don't a car, say kosiniva kilakin and don't rendre, koloko the rumatiko and on an rendre, what a revitiko kebubu and wanna go. Kokatiko, elevate can they tikon on the farmhouse to kin and a valley, can the merende tikon the bonin pakatawani, volakanabon in the kataka. So we can the took on the property, about the property in the tawani, volakan. You're actually living in the house or living in a place within town or not within town or closer to where you work to make it easier for you. Maybe this is the time for you to sit down as a family or as a couple and review your lifestyle. If you need to let go of that rent, if you're paying maybe $500, $400 or $600, $700, $800 or $1,000 rent to live in town, but in your village, which is close, you have a farmhouse and you have your farm. Maybe this is the time, or the time has come, or for those of you that have a farm all around place that are closer and you can still travel daily, maybe you can go back to your farm, build a home to get you by, and let go of this rent. The money that you're paying for this rent, which is about $600 or $700, you can save that money, and then you move to your farm, or move to your farmhouse, or wherever it is. Because you're saving that rent, but you're going there. What are the adjustments that you need to do? Maybe you tested how long does it take you to drive from your farmhouse to come to work and for the children. How early do you need to wake up? Those are the changes. Those are the adjustments. The only cost maybe would be the fuel for your car to take you to and from a distance that is further. And you check the traffic drive in the morning or in the afternoon. And you do your adjustments. So this is the time, realistically, that you need to sit down and relook. We can be praying, we can be fasting here, but you need to sit down and hear from God to give you the wisdom to manage your life and manage your lifestyle. So those are the things, you know, that are lifestyle adjustment. The adjustment that you really need to do is to wake up early. Adjustment you need to do is to maybe leave work early. I was actually speaking with Nate, which is one of the staff here, and she's sharing with me, they're renting here in Suva, in Remwanga, and they have a home in their land right there in Serua, in what is Wanyambia. And they have a 3-4 bedroom big building, big home. And not only that, now there's another house, they have two, and she was sharing with me, you know, the adjustment. And she said, we're going to move back because this home there, it's free, it belongs to them. And when she trialed out the driving from there here, they have to leave at about maybe 6 or 5:30. And they're here. Within an hour, they're here in Suva. So the children go to school and they come to work. And in the afternoon, they go back. So the adjustment, and I was telling her, you know, it's just the same in Remwanga. You wake up early in the morning. You wake up early to prepare things for your children. The same thing, the same concept. So if you can have it here, you can have it there. So what is the difference? You save the rent that you're paying here. So she's paying about $600 to $800 rent here. She can save that money and do that adjustment. And it's adjustment, lifestyle adjustment. And for those of you that are owning property, both, in both sides, you can move to the village if you know that you belong into that category where I'm sharing, or maybe in Sewane, or maybe this way, the opposite direction. And you save that money by moving back into the village and do your traveling daily there, and do up your property that you own already within this place and rent it out. So it becomes your investment adjustment, because you want to invest. You have that money coming in as an extra, but just by making that adjustment of waking up a little bit early and traveling maybe a little bit more from your land. I'm talking to us who already fit the picture. You already have a farm. You already have that. Like for us, we're looking for a farm. And little things, because these things will never, you know, get better. It's coming. So it takes the wisdom of God and your faith within you to start planning. Don't just sit and wish. No, don't wish and sit. You need to adjust. Wake up a little bit earlier and do everything that you need to do to survive, to make it work, and believe in the word of God.
The Bible says those trust in the Lord,
hallelujah,
they are like tree planted at the riverside.
Amen.
When the heat comes, or the famine comes, their leaves will remain green.
Hallelujah.
And they will bear fruit in season.
Yeah.
At the right time. Season to bear fruit, they will bear fruit. So you need to listen well.
Hallelujah.
You need to understand what God is trying to tell you. That you need to adjust yourself. You need the adjustment.
Amen.
As we heard this morning, the adjustment, and sometimes the adjustment and changes are not taken seriously. Mm. Because we are so used to our comfortable
yes.
soul. So that's why we need to hear God and hear God well. And we can only hear God when you have a relationship with Him. So when you have a good relationship with God, that's why Isaac heard God properly.
Amen.
So he went against the lifestyle. The Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world.
Hallelujah.
What is the pattern of this world? The pattern of this world is up and down and dry and wet. The pandemic that we are going through today, that's the
Hallelujah.
World pattern.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that Paul, the apostles, was writing to the church in Rome and said to the people in Rome, Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Hallelujah.
So you know the perfect will of God that must happen in your life.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it's very, very important. We are talking about the conditions that God wants you to carry out so he can meet you and bless you. Because our God is here to bless us.
Hallelujah.
Our God is just full of blessings. But he cannot bless us because we don't provide the conditions. And that is the condition that you and me, that we need to make change. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, they are struggling in this life, regardless of the wealth, regardless of the achievement, regardless of the position they hold. They are struggling with this life.
I believe that's another story, another angle to it. We are talking about the pandemic now and the COVID-19 and what people are doing or experiencing because they've lost the job that they used to have. But to take us back, before the COVID-19, some people were living like that.
Yes, they already COVID.
Yes. Even with the resources, even with the money coming in, you were struggling already before COVID. Your lifestyle, the things that you were going through. Nandin now, nabibunua. Nabakasabusabu. Nandin now, na pulmay na Manilanda. Nabuno ikubin din na kitukina. Nabuno ikubin roya kitukina. Sinisamitu na nomrende. Na nomu payments. Kironga me vitalo chikunga na COVID-19 me buke kenda. Yes, so vikenda na vakarau ni nonda bula se na wali wali ni nonda bula o our lifestyle asa vatu ya ni mbera na COVID. Kena memele ha, o kenda talanga mita vakarongo. Kena baka vatu ya ndangona ni plenty. If you are going through that in your days of plenty, then we are really worried about your days of lack, which means that you really, really need, if you are having double-minded on whether to go to church or whether you have a choice to pray or...
No, you have no choice.
You need to. If you belong to a denomination that you sort of like a Sunday thing only, you only go to church when it's a Sunday, you need to change that. You need to go to your pastor, go to your senior pastor, be more committed in the church that you belong to. It's not like you go every day. There are certain things that you never used to do before that you need to do now. Those adjustments need to happen now. And those are the adjustments that we're talking to you about today. Because those adjustments will actually clear the way for this mighty God to work miraculously in your situation. Miraculously. I'm using the word miraculously because you don't need to think out how he's going to do it. It's going to be a miracle to you because there's no other word in the miracle. God, miracle, you can just match it with God. You cannot say the word miracle in anything that is worldly or secular or maybe him or me or any human being. Miracle doesn't go with human being. Miracle doesn't go with anything created by man. Miracle, the word miracle is just God. So because you cannot explain, it's a miracle. Miracle, it's inexplainable. You can't explain how that came to be because that miracle is yours today when you believe in God because only God can create that miracle for you.
And his name alone says that he's a miracle working God.
Amen.
The Bible says his name will be wonderful.
Amen.
Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father,
Amen.
Prince of Peace. And the Bible says that all the government, that means every world leaders will be upon his shoulder.
Hallelujah.
So God can interfere with the worldly government because there are some people that they believe in him.
Yes, hallelujah.
And that's why he interfered into Pharaoh. That's why he interfered into Nebuchadnezzar. See, into Pharaoh, he told Moses to go. He will look after Pharaoh. But in Nebuchadnezzar, he told Nebuchadnezzar to go and burn and attack Jerusalem. So in both ways, he interfered into the government of men. And that means whatever that we are going through in this life, he can interfere with
Hallelujah.
Our supplies.
To favor you.
He can interfere in whatever that we receive. In the physical world, only God can do that.
Hallelujah.
To interfere into the business and to the welfare of men. For those that believe in him, that set the condition. He interfere because of Abraham. He interfere because of Moses. He interfere because of Joshua.
Hallelujah.
Because of these men, they set the condition. He interfere into what men can do. He stopped the Jordan River to flow.
Hallelujah.
And the Israelites walk on the dry land. He did it to the Red Sea. He did it to the river. He can do it.
Anything. He can do anything.
As long as it waters.
Hallelujah.
He can part the waters.
Oh, hallelujah.
Whether it's an ocean, whether it's a lake, or whether it's a river. That's what God can do. He interfere into our welfare.
Which means he can interfere with whatever you're going
through. He can interfere into the empty fridge.
Yes, into your finances, into bills that is, you know, overtaking you. And sometimes you don't even know what to do. You're feeling so depressed all the time. And you're taking it out on your children. You're taking it out on your weaker partner.
Yes.
And that's creating a lot of domestic abuse right now in Fiji. So those little things, you can only explain it because you cannot handle it. But allow this God to interfere, not only interfere, and allow him to be part of your life.
Oh,
allow him to be part of your family.
Oh,
allow him to be part of your life in every sense of the word.
Yes.
What sense of the word? In every sense of the word. To speak life into your children, speak life into your family, or speak provision into your freezer and cupboards. Oh, how's it going to happen? Those people are crazy. What are they talking about? Yeah, it may sound crazy, but this God can do it for you. You know, just last week, I believe, I think it was on a Thursday or Wednesday, I saw a post. I didn't ask you, but I saw a post by Talga Sitofa, who was with Ngaselevu. He posted the groceries and the cartons of water And I was looking, I said, okay, you know, I thought that he went to do the shopping. And when he was posting, then he said, all the way from England. You know, somebody from England did shopping to be delivered to his office. Who said? Tangibakibao family, no?
Yeah, can be Mbanove.
And, yes, you know, to think that, I mean, that's not his doing. He may have his need. I believe there was God interfering with his need.
I want to drink fresh water.
Yeah.
And it was paid from UK to deliver to my office and end up in lottery. God interfered.
Yeah.
Because somebody is in need.
Yes.
Because I love Fiji water.
Hallelujah. We're not promoting Fiji water, but we love Fiji water. And that's you today. Wherever that you're listening in, whatever situation that you're facing, you need to allow God to interfere. You know, as much as you worry about it, as much as you want to do it yourself, this is the time to let go and let God handle your situation. Let him handle your finances. Let him handle everything. If you're not really sure, after today, if you're one of the family that don't belong to any denomination, try God out. Test him up a bit. Test him in the things that you never used to trust him. And see it for yourself. If it works for you, then maybe this is the time for you to do a turnaround. A little adjustment, a little change at home. And it doesn't take much. It just takes your commitment to continue to love God. Like what we are sharing today, these things that are happening, it's not going to go away. It's going to be there. And the only way to fight it, the only way to survive in it, is for you to allow God, like what he said, to interfere with your life and allow yourself to grab that faith to be yours and believe in this mighty God who can do absolutely anything that you cannot even think of.
Interference of somebody decaying away. His name is Lazarus. After four nights, the natural thing is, the body is decaying.
Gone, yeah.
So when Jesus called Lazarus, he was not only interfering, he changed everything back. The heart started to pump, the blood. I mean, when we think and think hard, what happened? And normally when people died in those days, they tied them up with clothes. And imagine from 31 steps and its spiral. How can a man tied? Yeah. And with his ears and with his eyes, he was covered all over with the clothes. To stand there at the door of the tomb, standing there, just a call of us.
Hallelujah.
Of that somebody that interfere and want his will to happen.
Amen.
And that is what we can think of. And imagine your fridge. Nothing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Nothing
compared
to that.
He can fill it up, overflow, then you have to find another space.
Imagine what you live on, that you worried about. So when he was talking about why you worried and asked what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear, where to live. And he said, those are the characteristic of heathens.
Those who do not believe in God.
Those who do not belong to God, who don't believe in God.
Yeah.
And that's why the world is so worried today. Because
they don't believe in God.
They believe
that there is no God.
Yeah. But for us that believe in God.
Yes, you believe in God.
When you believe in God, yes, you don't worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. And say, yes. Because we have the I am today, and he'll be the I am tomorrow. He'll be the I am next week. He'll be the I am next
Hallelujah.
Month. He'll continue to be the yes. I am. Until we stand.
You know, you're thinking of today, he's already thinking of you tomorrow. He knows what's good for you today. He's always, you know, always a step ahead of you. Not only that, he knows the ending of this year. He knows the ending of your life. He's got your lifespan right in front of him. And you think that he would let you go? No. He will make sure that he is with you every step of the way. All you need to do is to believe that there is a God and his name is Jesus and trust him completely.
I'm just wondering, when you think... that you cannot fathom what God can do.
Yeah.
It just takes faith. Because faith is the substance of things hopeful. And the evidence.
Elements of things not seen. Yeah.
And the Bible says, for those that have faith, we please God. Because when we serve him, we believe that he exists.
Yes.
We are standing here, a result, a fruit of faith.
Because we believe that he exists.
Yeah. Whoever thought that we'll be standing here in front of a television and speaking to a nation. You know, whoever thought, 18 years ago, in the 90s, whoever thought that we'll be standing here and become a source of blessing to people, encouraging them that we were there one time.
Yes.
Looking for noodles and biscuits.
We have our biscuits days, we have our noodles days, we have our salala days. The salala at that time was $2, one whole bundle. So what we used to do is like wrap, okay, yours is ahead, mine is the tail down, and we wrap it up, label, Monday, Tuesday. Like, you know, we're talking about something that we've lived, we've gone through, it's worked, it's taken us from that level to this level, which means wherever you are, God is going to supply things to you, but you need to have wisdom to manage. Things that you don't use, think of other families. Things you know that you don't use well, think of other families. They don't need to be your family. They don't need to be your relatives. They can be family right next door, or they can be family right on the street, in the workplace. You look around. You enlarge your territory of love and your friends and people around you. So for New Methodist, we can not New Methodist. We don't make you wrong. We can make you wrong. We worship centers and the division. There are second to any mission center. Back in the course, region combined by Kayertoya, Abkadut on the central, the eastern, Nabunok in the Chikokina, Mendabakamot in the core. No one tell you, Kanakina, when you eat, look out. Don't just think of New Methodists. Think of the people that are there in your village. I'm not saying for you to feed the whole lot of them. Whatever that you have that is more, look out and share. Whatever that you have bought for your children and you see that you can afford and reasonable price. Yesterday, I drove all the way down to 90, but 7 o'clock in the morning after prayer at the seawall with my training and walking pants and everything, I drove all the way down to 90. My son's family was in 90. They got a shock when I knocked on the door and I was there standing in front of them. I drove all the way to 90. We spent the day in 90 and then I drove all the way back here. By after 9, I was back in Silver. And we were in a shop and it was on sale. So I looked at the blue t-shirts and I said, okay, it's going to be Fiji Day. Well, Fiji is going to be 50 years independence on the upcoming Saturday, which is the Fiji Day. So this year is a little bit different because Fiji is celebrating their 50 years of independence. And I was looking at the blue tees and I said to myself, okay, my grandchildren will be expected to be wearing blue, obviously, as normal, because they will be celebrating the Teacher's Day, the Children's Day, and also the Fiji 50, which is going to be next Friday. So I look at these t-shirts and I said, okay, I'm going to get them ready for my grandchildren. I've got three that goes to primary school. So I got the three, and it was on special. It was on sale. I look at it and I said, okay, the guy said, are there other sizes? So I was with my son. And said, I thought of that. Even when he was going through the store, oh, there's two spare. Instead, it's only one small there. Just pack it. And we brought it. Because it was on sale. And this morning, when I was dishing out things to be taken to one family, and then it dawned on me, oh, the children too, they're primary school. So I explained to Diana, when I explained to the mother, I found only two left after buying the things for my grandchildren that her children can use to wear too on Friday. And it may be the little things. Maybe they don't really need it. I mean, they can afford, yes. People can afford things around you. But when you know that there are little things around you that you can share, like for us at home, we don't eat a lot of dalo as much. Like my daughter-in-law, she loves her dalo and her fish because she's breastfeeding. And I will look at the dalo and I know if we are not going to be using all that dalo because we eat bundi, I will pack Dandalo, and I will look for families, to make use of Dandalo. I'm sharing things like for you. There are things at home that you may not use as well. There are things at home that, you will use, but sort of like not used very well. And you know that there is a family that will be the only thing for them to use. And those are the things that God will lead you to do. Because whatever that you do and sharing and managing with wisdom and managing well the things that he has blessed you, he will not stop overwhelming you with a lot more. Because he knows when you receive, you will give. When you receive, there is an opportunity to share. And there is a life that you need to adjust. You need to look around you and look at the people there. Like what I said, it doesn't mean that for you to say, oh, I don't have much. I'm even looking for food to feed my family. And they expect us to feed our family and also give. No, I'm not saying that. When you finish your food, when you finish your family, and you know there's two more serve left, look around. That two serve may be the only meal somebody will be having on that particular day.
The Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give.
Hallelujah.
And shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, and abundance overflow.
Amen.
The world will say for you to keep. But remember, the Bible says, when you keep, it'll be eaten by moth and rust.
Hallelujah.
Or stolen by thieves.
Amen.
The Bible says, Jesus said, give. So your good bank system now is to
it's
give.
Giving.
Not receiving.
Yeah, it's not
because
investment.
The investment is giving. According to the system of the kingdom, is giving.
Yeah.
That means
that's
you.
Kingdom economics.
Kingdom economics is giving, is you put it into your bank.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of this world is to keep it. But the kingdom of this world will be eaten by moth or rust or stolen by thieves. And that's why it's very, very important for us.
Hallelujah.
To understand the kingdom principle.
To give.
Yeah, to give. Because giving, in fact, it's for you. The Bible says, if you lose your life for me and my and the gospel, then your life will be saved. But if you keep your life, then you will lose it.
Hallelujah.
Those are the kingdom principle.
Amen.
That is very thrive here. And people will look at the little thing and they don't want to give and they
Hallelujah.
Don't want to share.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they think of their tomorrow.
And they are so selfish. Yeah. But in the kingdom, this is the time
Hallelujah.
To sow.
But they forget that this God
yeah.
will provide the tomorrow for them.
Because it's already fallen from the mouth of Jesus.
Amen.
Give and shall
be given.
Yeah. When you give, see this is me. When I give, this is kingdom. It will be given to you. See? When I give, it will be given. Now, not only that, good measure, pressed down, shaken,
yeah.
and
running
over.
Over.
So when
this
I do,
five comes to you because of the
because
one.
Because of my one.
There. Yeah. That's very simple mathematics for you.
And that is the kingdom economics
Hallelujah.
That we are talking about. When Jesus said, if you keep your life, you will lose it. But if you give your life, not just give it anyhow, not just give it to the world. No. When you give your life to me and the gospel, that means Jesus said, to me and the work of my word, then your life will be
Hallelujah.
Kept. Yeah. It's something that the world cannot understand. And that's why when we are talking about this pandemic, the system is to give. How can you give? Because you have faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have faith in the word that says
yeah.
give.
And that's the opposite for physically thinking.
It's
they
totally
won't give because
opposite.
They want to keep. Yeah.
It's totally opposite.
Yeah, that's why it's kingdom economics.
Yeah.
Totally because opposite. It's guided by the kingdom principles.
The king becomes the king of our life, which is Jesus. Mm-hmm. King Jesus come and become our king. So we are living with the king. We are the dumb. Yeah? We are the dominion. He looks after us. And the king came down and looked after his people. So when we are standing here, we are standing on his king, on his kingdom. That means we are the dominion of the king.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So that's why he looked after our tomorrow. He looked after our fish. And I'll go and have fish after this. I don't have to buy fish. Because I am his dominion. And the king will supply to his dominion. And the world will scratch their head and fail in their mathematics or arithmetic.
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
It does not add up. It's something that is foolish.
Yeah, it's inexplainable. Faith is inexplainable. Because we're going to be having our Holy Communion this morning, I will need you, whatever level of faith that you are at, worship center level that you're worshiping today, a family, or right down to those who don't belong to any denomination or even believe in God, and also to all the zones that are tuning in today. We're going to have our Holy Communion today. And by having that Holy Communion, it's a covenant that you, have in agreement with God, whatever that you come before. For him, it's nothing to do with the church, nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with going to church or not going to church. It's to do with you, directly to your God. So I always love Holy Communion because it's a time, your moment with your God. You can cry, call out to him, things that you cannot say it out in your prayer when people are listening, you can say it to him from your heart. From your heart. Yes. So when we have Holy Communion today, I would love you, wherever you are. Some of us are actually sitting with sickness, cancer, diabetes. Some of us has got a liver problem, kidney problem, or breathing. You're very hard for you to breathe, and other things, and lungs. So whatever sickness that you're facing, whatever sickness that you're going through, I will need you today as you approach the throne, when you have your Holy Communion, you need to completely trust that God is going to heal you. Like when you drink that wine that depicts his blood, when you're actually partaking them, you take them like it's a medicine to you. Yes. It's a healing process to you. To believe in your heart that he's going to heal you completely. And he will. And for those of you that are actually sitting on your leg, you don't know how to handle your bills, your mortgage, your car, your payments, your personal loan. It's just so overwhelming. I will need you today to, map it out, write it out. If you have your book with you, like I always say, when you come to church, have your book with you. You need to write it out. You will say to yourself, no, God knows. Yeah, he knows. But you need to be detailed and simplify it to God. Write it down. Which company? Which bank? What do you owe? Write down the amount. Have those amounts well laid out. Because when you're sitting with God today on your Holy Communion, you're actually telling God, I've actually written it out for you to have a look at it. I've wrote it out of faith that you're going to help me with it. Lord Jesus, I need you to breathe on it. So you need to have that every morning and every night. You lay hands on those lists that you have written. And write it out today and believe when you're having Holy Communion, you're having your relationship with God, a covenant-keeping God. And every Sunday you continue to do that. Don't wait for Sunday. When we come on the God of our nation, you can even do it in the midweek with your family. Do it in the middle week or do it 2 days in a week. Because it's your conversation. It's your way of telling God, I believe in you because you're a covenant-keeping God. You're going to help me with my bills. You're going to guide me with these bills. So you need to write it down. Or some of you need to adjust a bit. You've already entered your mind halfway through a planning, and you don't know how to start, when to start, or how you're going to do about it. Also, believe in God this morning. So when we have a Holy Communion, I will need you in a different way. So we can then go ni buli. The warra katiko na nando kore ni buli la ko kina na form tolu namba kimingo. We can then chukme kame na kore kame dume na mukilau mode. So we kame kame ni na la kame bangu ibiti levo. Se la kote leni ba ila kamba. Go na go na mo bola mo kaba na mo kilo. Iko baka bodi kwa ni kore ni zakaba biko. Kwa ero ni zakaba biko na nando biba kurubitaki. E senga ni ndona karo ni tarubi kwa. Iko na redi chukme kana you continue to look at your marks. You're losing hope already. You don't believe that your mark will take you through. Look, it's not late yet. You're still on the third term. Completely trust in God. And for those of you in high school, maybe you receive your marks and you say to yourself, oh, I can even do better. So if you're one of those ones that can fit into this category, I need you to make a covenant with God today. Because when you believe and trust in God, he's going to guide your study table. He's going to guide your plan for the day, when you after school, what you need to do, the things that you need to do without being supervised or without having your parents to tell you. God is going to direct you in such a way. I was sharing with my grandchildren at home. Joshua is one of my grandchild that really plans. And what he does, in the middle of the night, I can come out and I smell coffee, or I will come and he will be still awake. Early in the morning, about 3:30, I'm at the kitchen. So when I come, he's either slouched over the lounge or settee, sleeping, or he's actually sleeping on his desk. So every morning I'll be waking him up, or in the night when I come, I'll be waking up and I said, go and rest, go and sleep. And one day he said, oh, Nana, I've got this plan. So his plan is after school, he come, he does his running around in the block, exercise, does he do his duties. I have boys, but they don't refrain from doing their duties, like cleaning the toilet, cleaning the bathroom, scrubbing everything. And that happens every day. So they have that moment. And he plans all that. And he said, and in the night, after our devotion, I'll be telling him, okay, people, do you understand? He said, no, no, I'm going to rest, and then I'll wake up again, I'll do that. So he's only in form four, but he plays. And I was telling my other ones, with Carlos and my other grandchildren, people try and follow what Joshua is doing, which means I don't need to be the one following up, or my daughters or my son don't need to be the one telling them what to do. They need to plan that out. And that goes for you school children that are listening to me today. Don't wait on your parents to organize your life. God will give you that wisdom to rise above and organize your life and make sure you meet that, because it's not going to be your strength. It's going to be God's strength helping you. And today's the day. We have about 9 minutes left. We're going to be having a Holy Communion. Mm-hmm. And everybody having Holy Communion today, from a child right up to adult, right up to couples, or maybe a youth, that you're listening in today, I need you to have that conversation with God as we're going to embark into our Holy Communion that Ngasilev is going to lead us with today.
Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you can prepare with your bread, you can prepare with the wine. This is one of the most holy sacraments when we come with God, because He is a covenant-keeping God. You need to be serious wherever you are. For those in England, for those in Australia, for those in New Zealand, overseas, even our soldiers in the Middle East, or even our friends that you normally follow us on Facebook or television, this is the most wonderful time.
So if you're at home and you don't belong to any church, like what we were saying, and you want to join us this morning, or maybe you don't believe in God, but after today you sort of like believe halfway, we would like you to get a juice for you and look for a piece of bread at home or a biscuit to join us as a church as we have Holy Communion.
The Bible says when they were ready for dinner, Jesus said, the bread that I'm breaking now represent my body. When I will be gone, remember to do this and always think of my body.
Hallelujah.
Now, for us that we are partaking the bread this morning, wherever, as a person, as a family, as husband and wife or couple, or as a worship center, or as a family, remember them. Let us remember His body.
Hallelujah.
The things that He has to go through because of us. And He said, when you partake this, remember my body. So let us come together in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Before we partake the bread. Lord, we come before you today.
Yes, Father.
We thank you so much for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, that you prepare this time.
Hallelujah.
To partake the bread representing your body. We thank you. All the slanders, all the things that you hear, everything that you go through, the pain, the sorrow, the agony, we pray this morning that we will go through in this life without feeling anything.
Hallelujah.
We have the strength to go through because you already done it. Thank you for that anointing. Thank you for that wisdom and knowledge. Thank you that you are already blessing our body.
Amen.
When we partake this bread. Because this bread represents your body. This is our prayer. As you bless us together, partaking your body.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. So, church, let us partake together. Hallelujah. After the dinner, after they finished the bread, he poured out the wine.
Hallelujah.
And he said, the wine represents my blood.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Father, before we partake this wine, that reminds us of your blood, the blood that you shed on the cross for all of us, because you first loved us. Tamago na bunundo indo iki mami ndambe kina ni ko ame na bikor kor mana bi esa ibur bur bakatalanga kina viti na bunundo indo bunuo iki mami ndambe kina duri kina bi iki mani na singa bi nakni ko tamago iki mami bakamba uteni iki mani na klaus singa bakando ni sambo bisao na nomuni nra ko mami ndambe na kovile tay iki mami membula kina tamago na nomuni nra ame mati kina na lobe mani ndo bonga iki mani asole ame membula kina na nongo bula kina iki mami tozo ko na singa bi nakni ko. Help us to believe in the power of your blood. And help us to know that there is power in your blood. And help us today. Tamago na very least care that kemami tonga esora bakana numa esora tenyida na matene londra eroso evola. Lord, they actually have that written list in the journal right in front of them. They have it at the back of their mind. They have it in the midst of their heart. Lord, whatever list that is sitting on you, sickness, bills, mortgage, future, the children, right up to the adults, wherever they are. Lord, as they partake this wine, for them to believe, oh Lord, that you are the answers to the prayer.
Amen.
That you are the covenant-keeping God.
Amen.
And increase their faith and also sharpen their wisdom today. So we pray, Father, we believe and we receive. So to all of us, let us partake the wine that make us remember his blood.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you, Father God, for the trust. And thank you, Father God, as we are about to receive what we wrote down, what we remember, what we put to you. You know every individual that partake this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
And they are trusting in you and you alone.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us through Holy Communion. Thank you for the covenant that we made today.
Yes,
we give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and everyone say
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you for that Holy Communion that we've got this morning. And you need to believe. You need to have faith. We can't get a sanguine way in it in a matakaniko, when I say, brother, we could take a kin. Walk about on a nom to be mate and beat you kuniko. We can't go on the billing, the second round in the Kabakin in Donaka. Walk about on a nom close ticket with the Kazakaniko. We can't kick in the Wakananum and a week having like a two weekend deal, and the second kilometer ticket on a Wakazava. Walk about the Nikosa ticket with Kikuniko. So you need to believe in this God beginning today and make today be the day. So thank you for joining us on every Sunday morning on the God of our nation. And thank you for putting aside that time to be part of our fellowship this morning. And thank you to all the new Methodists that are tuning in all over the world. Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Vanuatu, America, and Hawaii. Wherever you are. And all over Fiji. And also for the Northern. Thank you so much for putting aside the time, and thank you for your commitment, and thank you for your loyalty to everything that we do in New Methodist. And also a reminder, there is a HQ announcement being posted all over, and also a big welcome to EM Logistics, Talaga City Co., all the way in Manila. We miss you in Fiji, we know you're there, and we send our love from New Methodist, as well as your family, way back here in Shalima Street, and your parents right in Telavu. So to all of us that are tuning in this morning, from ministry leaders on the New Methodist, to all of us, we pray that you're going to look through to the MyTV investment and everything that we have discussed. And we hope and we believe that this week is going to be greater than last week. So those of you who don't have anything to do this afternoon,
Come to the Foshua at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
See you at 3 o'clock at the Foshua. From the studio here in Turek in Suba, we say, God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. They have it at the back of their mind. They have it in the midst of their heart. Lord, whatever list that is sitting on you, sickness, bills, mortgage, future, the children right up to the adults, wherever they are. Lord, as they partake this wine, for them to believe, oh Lord, that you are the answers to the prayer.
Amen.
That you are the covenant-keeping God.
Amen.
And increase their faith and Amen. Also sharpen their wisdom today. So we pray, Father, we believe and we receive. So to all of us, let us, when you believe and trust in God, he's going to guide your study table.
Mm.
He's going to guide your plan for the day, when you after school, what you need to do, the things that you need to do without being supervised or without having your parents to tell you. God is going to direct you in such a way. I was sharing with my grandchildren at home. Joshua is one of my grandchild that really plans. And what he does, in the middle of the night, I can come out and I smell coffee, or I will come and he will be still awake. Early in the morning, about 3:30, I'm at the kitchen. So when I come, he's either slouched over the lounge or settee, sleeping, or he's actually sleeping on his desk. So every morning, I'll be waking him up, or in the night when I come, I'll be waking up, and I said, go and rest, go and sleep, go and sleep. And one day, he said, oh, no, I've got this plan. So his plan is after school, he come, he does his running around in the block, exercise, does he do his duties. I have boys, but they don't refrain from doing their duties, like cleaning the toilet, cleaning the bathroom, scrubbing, everything. And that happens every day. So they have that moment. And he plans all that. And he said, and in the night, after our devotion, I'll be telling him, okay, people do this. And he said, no, I'm going to rest, and then I'll wake up again, I'll do that. So he's only in form four, but he plans. And I was telling my other ones, with Carlos and my other grandchildren, people try and follow what Joshua is doing, which means I don't need to be the one following up. Or my daughters or my son don't need to be the one telling them what to do. They need to plan that up. And that goes for you school children that are listening to me today. Don't wait on your parents to organize your life. God will give you that wisdom to rise above and organize your life and make sure you meet that. Because it's not going to be your strength. It's going to be God's strength helping you. And today is the day. We have about 9 minutes left. We're going to be having a Holy Communion. Mm-hmm. And everybody having Holy Communion today, from a child right up to adult, right up to couples, or maybe a youth that you're listening in today, I need you to have that conversation with God as we're going to embark into our Holy Communion that Ngasilev is going to lead us with today.
Hallelujah. Wherever you are, you can prepare with your bread, you can prepare with the wine. This is one of the most holy sacraments when we come. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you, Father God, for the trust. And thank you, Father God, as we are about to receive what we wrote down, what we remember, what we put to you. You know every individual that partake this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
And they are trusting in you and you alone.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us through Holy Communion. Thank you for the covenant that we made today.
Yes,
we give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you for that Holy Communion that we've got this morning. And you need to believe. You need to have faith. So you need to believe in this God beginning today and make today be the day. So thank you for joining us on every Sunday morning on the God of our Nation. And to thank you for putting aside that time to be part of our fellowship this morning. And thank you to all the new Methodists that are tuning in all over the world. Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Vanuatu, America, and Hawaii. Wherever you are, and all over Fiji, and also for the Northern. Thank you so much for putting aside the time. And thank you for your commitment. And thank you for your loyalty to everything that we do in New Methodist. And also a reminder, there is a HQ announcement being posted all over. And also a big welcome to EM Logistics, Talaga Sitiko, all the way in Manila. We miss you in Fiji. We know you're there. And we send our love from New Methodist as well as your family way back here in Shalimar Street and your parents right in Telebu. So to all of us that are tuning in this morning, from ministry leaders on the New Methodist to all of us, we pray that you're going to look through to the MyTV investment and everything that we have discussed. And we hope and we believe that this week is going to be greater than last week. So those of you who don't have anything to do this afternoon,
come to the foreshore at 3 o'clock. See you at 3 o'clock at the foreshore. From the studio here in Turek in Suba, we say, God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
For those in England, for those in Australia, for
yes.
those in New Zealand, overseas, even our soldiers
Hallelujah.
In the Middle East, or even our friends that you normally follow us on Facebook or television, this is the most wonderful time.
So if you're at home and you don't belong to any church, like what we were saying, and you want to join us this morning, or maybe you don't believe in God, but after today you sort of like believe halfway, we would like you to get a juice for you and look for a piece of bread at home or a biscuit to join us as a church as we have Holy Communion.
The Bible says when they were ready for dinner,
Amen.
Jesus said, the bread that I'm breaking now
oh, hallelujah.
Represent my body. When I will be gone, remember to do this and always think of my body.
Hallelujah.
Now, for us that we are partaking the bread this morning, wherever, as a person, as a family, as husband and wife, or couple, or as a worship center,
Amen.
Or as a family, remember. Let us remember his body.
Hallelujah.
The things that he has to go through because of us. And he said, when you partake this, remember my body. So let us come together in prayer
Hallelujah.
Before we partake the bread. Lord, we come before you today.
Yes, Father.
We thank you so much for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, that you prepare this time
Hallelujah.
To partake the bread representing your body. We thank you. All the slanders, all the things that you hear, everything that you go through, the pain, the sorrow, the agony, we pray this morning that we will go through in this life without feeling anything.
Hallelujah.
We have the strength to go through because you already done it. Thank you for that anointing. Thank you for that wisdom and knowledge. Thank you that you are already blessing our body
Amen.
When we partake this bread. Because this bread represents your body. This is our prayer as you bless us together partaking your body.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. So, church, let us partake together. Hallelujah. After the dinner, after they finished the bread, he poured out the wine.
Hallelujah.
And he said, the wine represents my blood.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Father, before we partake this wine, that reminds us of your blood, the blood
yes.
that you shed on the cross for
Thank
all
you.
Of us,
you.
Because you first loved us. Tamango na bundunu vunundu indu iki mami ndambi kina nikuwa mene vi korkor, mene vi esai burbura vakatalanga kina viti na ndundu indu vunua iki mami ndambi kina nduri kina vi iki mani na singa vi na kinikuwa. Tamango iki mami vakamba uteni iki mani na kalu singa vakando ni sambo visao. Na nomini nra kwa maindavi na kovile tengu, miki mimi meimbula kina.
Sandina.
Tamangu na nomini nra, ame mati kina nalubia mwenye ndobonga, kia mwenye suli ame meimbula kina. Na nongu mbula kina, kia mami tothoko na singa vila kanikuwa.
Nagabulim.
Tamangu buke kimami, help us to believe in the power of your blood.
Oh, Rasha.
and help us to know that there is power in your blood. And help us today. Tambang na very least ke the kema mitonga sor bakana numa. E sor tenyi na matene londra. E reso evola. Lord, they actually have that written list in the journal right in front of them. They have it at the back of their mind. They have it in the midst of their heart. Lord, whatever list that is sitting on you, sickness, bills, mortgage, future, the children, right up to the adults, wherever they are. Lord, as they partake this wine, for them to believe, oh Lord, that you are the answers to the prayer.
Amen.
That you are the covenant-keeping God.
Amen.
And increase their faith and also sharpen their wisdom today. So we pray, Father, we believe and we receive. So to all of us, let us partake the wine that make us remember his blood.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Yes, Father.
Thank you for the Holy Communion. Thank you, Father God, for the trust. And thank you, Father God, as we are about to receive what we wrote down, what we remember, what we put to you. You know every individual that partake this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
And they are trusting in you and you alone.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us through Holy Communion. Thank you for the covenant that we made today.
Yes,
we give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and everyone say,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you for that Holy Communion that we've got this morning. And you need to believe. You need to have faith. We can get a sanguine way in your tina matakaniko, when I say whatever the way could take a kin. Wakabota no to be mate and beat you kuniko. We can the coin on the billing, the second round in the Kabakin in Donaka. Wakabota no close article with the Kazakaniko. We can the kick and the Wakananum and the Vikavinaka to weekend the Liu and the second kilometer ticket on Wakadava. Wakabota Nikosa ticket with Kikuniko. So you need to believe in this God beginning today and make today be the day. So thank you for joining us on every Sunday morning on the God of our Nation. And to thank you for putting aside that time to be part of our fellowship this morning. And thank you to all the new Methodists that are tuning in all over the world. Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Vanuatu, America, and Hawaii. Wherever you are. And all over Fiji. And also for the Northern. Thank you so much for putting aside the time. And thank you for your commitment. And thank you for your loyalty to everything that we do in New Methodist. And also a reminder, there is a HQ announcement being posted all over. And also a big welcome to EM Logistics, Talaga City Co., all the way in Manila. We miss you in Fiji. We know you're there. And we send our love from New Methodist, as well as your family, way back here in Shalimar Street, and your parents right in Telavu. So to all of us that are tuning in this morning, from ministry leaders on the New Methodist to all of us, we pray that you're going to look through to the MyTV investment and everything that we have discussed. And we hope and we believe that this week is going to be greater than last week. So those of you who don't have anything to do this afternoon,
Come to the foreshore at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
See you at 3 o'clock at the foreshore. From the studio here in Turek in Suva, we say, God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.